Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Align with Anna podcast, hosted by me, Anna Ortiz Aragon. I am a soulful entrepreneur. I am a single mama of two beautiful baby boys, and I'm unapologetic in my greatness. I'm unapologetic in my alignment, and I'm here to help you do the same. As a former professional organizer, classroom teacher, business consultant, human design strategist, I'm here to help you get your life together for real. I do it for the mamas, I do it for the soulful entrepreneurs, and I do it for the future generations. It's about a holistic approach to healing, to expansion, and to integration. Yes, you guys. So I love you. Welcome to this podcast. I can't wait to share this magic with you. I'll see you soon. Thanks. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Align with Anna podcast. This is season 3, episode 3. I can't believe we're here. Season 3. Like, it's been such a journey and I'm so excited. So season 1 was me It was amazing. So many topics, so many specialists, so much expert wisdom and advice. And this season, this year, we're really focusing on the board members for the Pachamama Shift, the team members, and our people that we're working with every day. We're bringing it in. We're bringing it home. Keisha Kent, BAMAOL, is a wife, mother, a high energy speaker, author of Networking, It's Your Superpower, podcast host, and national diversity talent leader with over 17 years experience in talent acquisition and training and development. Keisha has shared her expertise as a panelist and keynote speaker for media outlets such as Oprah Daily and a diverse group of businesses and organizations, including Ameren, Higher Level Staffing, Dress for Success, Washington University at St. Louis, St. Louis University, Judson University, SCI Engineering, Professional Women's Alliance, National Society of Black Engineers, National Speakers Association, National Black MBAs, and more. Keisha has also served on several local and global boards. She holds a bachelor's degree in management and leadership and a master's in organizational leadership, both from Judson University. She's an expert in personal and professional development and the art of networking to build diverse teams, clients, and lifelong connections. To learn more and to connect further, please visit her at www.mrskeishspeaks.com. She's also the contributing author of Stuck, Stressed, Strained, Real Stories About Shifting Your Mindset to Overcome Challenges. Yes! So Woo! Let's get ready. Our tape's ready to welcome Mrs. Keisha.
Woohoo! Anna, thank you, girl. Every time I hear the bio, I'm like, oh, thank you, God. Yeah. Thank you, God. Right. It's all because when we think about all the things that we get to do, it's so much bigger than us. And I think as we look at even our connection and us connecting, Anna, it was bigger than us. We didn't know what was going to happen then. That was what, 2018? We didn't know.
Yeah. Happy to have you here as a board member for the Pachamama Shift. Like, having manifestors in the building period is crucial, you guys. The manifestors are so special because they are the ones that initiate the movement. They get the people excited about the next steps and the future. Think Maya Angelou, Frida Kahlo, Keisha Kent, you know,
like, yeah.
For today is brand you, brand new. So let's get into it. Let's talk about you. What all goes in to encompassing you?
Absolutely, Anna. And this day alone, I'll walk you through how my morning started, because this is day 17 that I've been juicing and adding fresh juice, whatever it is I choose, whether it's oranges, apples, mango. Yes, I put mango in the juicer, you all. Don't yell at me, but I do put it in there with some lime and some lemon. And I put ginger. I add ginger to Ooh. Everything because I love ginger. And even as it's getting colder, it's really, it's essential. But I've done this now. And in the morning, when I start off, my meditation is first. And I like to ground myself as soon as I get up before everybody else is up in the house and really, truly set my intention for the day. And I try not to overwhelm myself in that space because it's easy to pick up the phone and go to social media. Mm-hmm. But I keep saying that the tap in must be internal before we mm-hmm. do anything else. So the meditation, my juicing, and then I get to spend time with Alyssa, my baby, drop her off at school and then come back to the house because I work from home mm-hmm. and I really get to set the tone in the house. I lit some sage. I have a candle lit. Girl, I'm setting it up so that the energy that I need can be all of those things. And my husband and I, we have this prayer that we say and we make sure that we're grounding. You know, we check in. How are you feeling? You know, he's mm-hmm. like, how you feel? This is what I feel. Let's talk about it. Let's walk through it. But all of those things have helped me come to an understanding of me as the brand, not the people that I work with, not my clients, none of those things. I'm the brand. And as we think about how we leverage what our gifts are, it's so important to know you're a brand in every aspect of who you are. And we sometimes unplug it. Maybe as a mom, we don't feel like we're a brand, or as a wife, or right. as a business owner, you're a brand and an influencer in all of those different facets, girl.
Yes. Setting up your morning and you for success.
Mm-hmm. And set up your family, because if I don't ground me, there's no way I can show up for any of them. There's no way I can show up in business. There's no way that I can show up and even collaborate in the Pachamama shift space. Yes. I can't if I don't have me intact.
Yes. Yeah. And like women, we are the matriarch. Like we mm-hmm. hold so much power. Like we really Whew. Do set the tone
yeah.
and hold the space and hold it down, period.
Mm.
Yeah. So when mama is feeling good and aligned, all the children like will see like, what does she do to take care of herself? Mm-hmm. You know, like to witness your mother doing that, your parents doing that every day is such a gift.
Such a gift.
Something that you won't have to learn on your own as an adult.
Ooh,
like
yeah.
instilled from the beginning. Like we take our time. We don't rush. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We relax. Maybe we put some nice music on. We drink our tea. We have our little like healthy food in the morning. And then we go outside to meet the world.
Yeah. It's important to set that tone. Because again, that grounding is what really will hold us safe and in that sacred space. That's where we get to prepare. We get to prepare.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, the grounding. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing your daily routine. How long do you think it took you to like figure this out and kind of perfect it where you're like, yes, I love this. This is what I'm doing from now on.
Anna, girl, I'm 45. I'll just say that. And I feel like I'm 25.
Yes.
And I feel like over the years, there was right around the age of my late 20s, early 30s, I started to recognize that, you know, I was kind of moving aimlessly along with everybody else's beat versus being in my own beat. And because of that, I was in the wrong bad relationships.
Yeah.
I wasn't trusting myself. And I played a major part in all of those things.
Right.
But as I look at my piece that I played, it wasn't until I was able to have a checkup from the neck up inside to say, well, damn, Keisha, you're saying he had this or she had that or they did this. What did you do? Or what did you do or what didn't you do? Girl, absolutely. Mm-hmm, but we don't understand that we are attracting who we are. We're attracting what we allow.
Oof.
Woo, girl.
Yeah.
We are attracting what we allow. And it was in my early 30s that I recognized that I wanted more. And I moved back to St. Louis. And my first boyfriend, I was 12, he was 13. We reconnected. And when we reconnected, it was almost like there was this massive explosion. And there was so much happening so fast within us that we both had to stop, because he's gifted too. He has this keen sense of energy and understanding. Yep. But the same thing I was going through, he was going through it in his own way, in his own lane. And we talked about it. And yeah, it was probably my early 30s. So maybe about, this work has been about 10 years in now.
Yes.
Girl.
Yes.
Woo.
Yeah.
And it's heavy. It's heavy.
It is.
And then the pandemic, remember, that was when you had the mastermind, girl. Yeah. And when you had that mastermind, Anna, you have no idea, because that was when I tapped into understanding human design and understanding really all of the things that my gifts were, but really helping to now funnel them in a way where I could focus on my strengths. And I'm a heavy user of the Gallup Strengths Finder. Because, yes. Anna, it really helps you understand where you are and your strengths. But so often we focus on the weaknesses. But if we would put our blinders on, like the Clydesdale horses, we're in St. Louis, so I always think about those Clydesdales and those blinders that they wear, you'll see they're not looking to the left or to the right. They're looking forward. And as I was able to look forward, and as we do that, what we do is we can minimize those level of distractions, that thought of competition, that thought of worrying about what people are doing, all those things.
Outside.
We could absolutely do it, but it's not until we turn off that noise, that chatter. Girl.
Yes. You know, it's so interesting. Like, you kind of, you know, hit on 30 as the age where it was really like, okay, enough is enough. And you know what's interesting? I'm an astro nerd. And so when we all turn 30, we go through our Saturn's return. It's usually 28, 29, 30, sometimes 31. But basically, even if you don't know about astrology, everybody knows that you do things radically different in your 30s than in your 20s. And Saturn represents our responsibilities, authority, karma.
Oh,
yes. Like literally like foundations and structure. They call it Daddy Saturn because he's kind of he's kind of like a disciplinarian, you know? And so for us to like have that circle back, and basically by the time everybody's 30, they often like leave relationships. They often like switch careers, like move across the country. Like often big things happen. Often like having kids starts as well. It's like, okay, I kind of did my 20s thing and now I'm kind of ready to settle down. And it's beautiful to witness. And I think that me too, it was just, you know, you just get to this point where you're like, you know what, I'm not like a kid anymore, you know, like I need to do me, you know, I don't need to ask for anybody's approval or permission. Like I have reached the plateau where it's me now and I get to call the shots.
And that's so empowering because when you get that shift, now the things that you used to worry about, they no longer even consume you. But because you were so consumed with that, the creativity is stifled. You're stuck in that place. You're feeling like, my goodness, I'm trying, I'm doing. But nothing's coming together because our alignment is shaky. It's not like it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
that's good.
Exactly.
That's good.
Ooh, yes. Hello, I am interrupting this episode to share with you my favorite nonprofit, Ujima. Ujima is essentially about empowering communities through food access, education, and employment while addressing the issue of food scarcity, okay? So my homie, we've been working together for a couple of years, Nicholas Speed and his wife Nakia founded Ujima. The website is ujimastl.com. Ujima essentially is one of the pillars of Kwanzaa. It means community and service in your community, right? So Ujima is all about rebuilding the neighborhood, rebuilding our relationship to food, and empowering us to work in this type of industry. You know, like, food will always be around, you guys. Food is so important to us. It's so healing. It connects us to our ancestors. It's what makes our children smile. It's what brings us together, right? So I will always support Ujima. Always, always, always. Like, I'm about the food justice for show. There are food apartheids in many cities, in many hoods. There's a reason why you drive around in North City, St. Louis, and you see abandoned houses and liquor stores and fast food. Like, there's a reason for that, because they don't want us to be healthy. Because guess what happens when you're healthy? You're more aligned. You make better decisions. You think smarter. And you create big things, you guys. You're happy and you're well-loved. And guess what happens when you're well-loved and nourished? The community thrives, right? So this is a whole circle, you guys. Youth empowerment. Literally, Nick is recruiting the middle schoolers and the high schoolers to have them, like, you know, till this land, pull these weeds, let's harvest these potatoes, let's do the damn thing, right? And paying them healthy wages, $20 an hour, right? Like, that is what is in the budget. That's what the board decided. Like, that's what they're doing to change the game, especially in North City. So if you guys are called to get involved, they often have volunteer days on the weekends to donate. They have like a monthly option as well as, you know, one-time options. They also like sell their food. So if you're in need of food, they are about like distributing the resources. You know what I mean? So I'm so excited and I can't wait to partner with them to share more about Ujima. Like, literally, the Pachamama shift will always be connected to Ujima. Always, always, always. And same with Align with Anna. Like, Nick and I and our families, like, we're on the same page, dude. Our kids are basically the same age. We're about that life. Yes. So if you're interested in getting involved, ujimastl.com. Put yourself on the newsletter. Donate. And tune back in to this episode. Love you. Bye.
Okay. So let's talk about how self-care is so important for creating a personal brand.
Absolutely. When I think about self-care, it takes so many different forms for me. Mm. And the big thing for me is being able to shut off the noise. Mm. It's taking a walk.
Yes.
It's sitting out on the back where it's nothing. I don't have my laptop. I don't have my phone, but I just have the sound around me, nature.
Yes.
Girl, it gives me this sense of just understanding. And then self-care also to me is being able to unplug completely without feeling the need to run. We must think about, in the midst of, you know, who we are and what we want, what does it mean to you? And I think self-care is so personal.
Yes.
That we see people say this is self-care or this is self-care. But I think we have to understand, even within us, what feels good and what doesn't feel good. Is it a warm bath? Sometimes just sitting in the tub without any distractions is, girl, everything with the right scents in there, some lavender, some eucalyptics. Girl, ooh, that for me is
heaven.
That's self-care. That's heaven.
Yes. And we got to explore. Like, it takes a little trial and error to figure out what works for you.
It does. It does. Yes. And nothing's ever going to be a cookie cutter fix, because what may work for somebody else, you may get, some people think going to the nail shop, getting their nails done, getting their toes done, pedicure, that's self-care for them. Mm-hmm. But sometimes for me, like being in New York recently, Alyssa wanted to get her nails and toes done.
Right.
And we went to the nail shop, Anna, and I was thinking, okay, this could be a form of self-care for us. We don't have a schedule today. We can kind of relax. Girl, it was so busy. It was so many people. I was like, this is not self-care.
Yeah, I gotta go. Yeah.
And I even was like, you know what? Forget my pedicure. Just do my nails. I'm out of here. It was really busy in there. So really understanding what it means to you, I think, is important. Because maybe it's going on a Wednesday morning where there's nobody there.
Yeah,
it's just you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful. That's so beautiful. I love that. And I think that something you've been so good at is being a personal brand where you, you know, show your family, you know, you show your triumphs and you show your challenges as well. And like, when we think, yeah, like we're not perfectionists, like, you know, and it's like when the personal brand, if you really want to show the best version of you and be the best version of you, it's up to you to keep that routine and to like discover that routine that speaks to you.
It is. And to stop if that's no longer it and be okay with that.
Right.
Be okay with it. Mm-hmm. It is okay. You know, there's a song that Jay-Z sings, Legacy, Legacy. I always think about in everything that I do, I want to create a legacy so that my girls can have a blueprint. I want them to know that whatever they need and however they need to get there, there's a blueprint for them to look at it and say, oh, yeah, mama did say this in her book, Networking is Your Superpower. We need to be connecting with these people. I need to be doing this. I need to be following up. Now, both of them, my older daughters, are on LinkedIn. And to see them in that mindset of rocking and rolling, I feel like such a proud mama. Oh my gosh. I love to see it.
Yeah.
Legacy's everything. Yeah. Yeah. Legacy's and to teach everything.
Practical skills.
Because who's teaching people how to interview? Who's teaching people how to pitch their brand? Who's teaching people really how to maintain themselves and to know that at all times you're your brand? You don't get to take that hat off. You don't.
Yes.
And the stories are what connect us.
I love it. Yeah, they are. Yeah. They've got to be personal. They've got to be powerful, potent, you know, with some gem dropped in there. So it's like catchy. Yep. It's like, you know, what do you love about people's stories? Where I kind of like the dark part, you know, and then I love the give it to me straight. Like, what did you really go through that I can relate to, that I can connect you with other people, that I can like uplift you?
That's good.
The personal brand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think back to, you know, like my business journey, and I technically started back in California when I was like 26 as a personal trainer, just part-time after school. I used to work at this alternative school. So I was just doing it on the side and ended up moving to St. Louis and continued to teach and then went all into business shortly after that. But like my brand has totally changed. It Declutter with Anna. It was the home girl who was going to help you organize your home and your life and get rid of all the shit that like is taking up space in your life, you know? Now it's kind of evolved to like guide and counselor and connector, you know, which I love. And it's just beautiful to see like some friends hit me up from like elementary school or high school. And they're like, Anna, you know, I feel like you're the one to ask this question to. I'm looking for a breath worker. And I was like, and just to like have them think of me and be like, oh yeah, she's in the wellness space. Like if I'm going to ask anybody, Anna would have some details on this, you know?
Ooh, that's a resource.
Right. Yeah. So for them to think of me as like the wellness girl, just because I've been, you know, like documenting my journey, you know, keeping it super real and hang out with like how I take care of myself.
That transparency is a gift because that's where people need to hear in that transparency.
Sometimes we hear this business advice that it's like, oh, you have to pick one thing and be this one thing or nobody's going to understand and get you.
No, you don't.
And it's like,
no, you don't.
Barely. Like, this is 2022. We are multi-talented. Right. A lot of us are doing multiple projects. You know, we have a lot of skills. Mm-hmm. And it's honestly, I think, more fun that way.
It is. So much more fun.
So much more fun. Oh, I love it, Keisha. Okay, so as we get ready to close here, what final tips do you...
That's looking to create a personal brand.
So good.
Hello, hello. Now I'm going to share a little bit about the Pachamama Shift. So this is a collective conscious community that I am creating with my soul family. Okay, you guys? So the Pachamama Shift is here to change the way we do things by modeling an easier way to live and a more aligned life. Yes, through the way we do business, raise our children, and enjoy this sensational planet, you guys. We offer education, an earth-friendly marketplace, a directory of healers, teachers, and soulful entrepreneurs. Our dream is to work with local nonprofits and governments to create sustainable agriculture, pass green legislation, and create holistic city planning that feeds us all. Okay, thepachamamashift.com. All right. So this is for the children. This is for the future generations. Our home base right now is going to be in St. Louis, Missouri, but we look forward to expanding our reach and our properties to Northern California, Central Mexico, and Peru. And our goal is to redistribute the wealth, Pachamama, Mother Earth, full of abundance. Redistribute the wealth and the resources, okay? The food, the education, the tools, the skill sets to create a more powerful, cohesive global community. Period, okay? Seriously, we vow to honor the land, our ancestors, and pave the way for the future generations. Very family friendly, very focused on outdoor education, youth empowerment, and a more aligned way of life. Yes. If you're interested in getting in touch with us or connecting with us, please go to thepachamamashift.com and connect. Get on our newsletter, follow us on Instagram, and be in touch for more magic. I love you.
My final tip would be to tap inward. Not to religion, not to all the things that people think you need and this and that, but tap in and listen to your body. Your body is going to give you cues and clues to your next thing. Your body is going to give you cues and clues to the next thing. When you move into that space of whatever you're doing, you'll know that if it feels good, if it's effortless, if your flow is so natural that you could do that thing in your sleep, you can do it chewing bubblegum, jumping double dunch at the same time. If you can do it in that space, really tap into that and really get an idea of, first of all, who you are. It starts with self. Understanding your histories, who your ancestors are, where they came from, what they went through, what their gifts are, and how you're connected to that. Because the one thing that Dr. Marty always reminds me this is that trauma is transferred from generation to generation to generation. Yes. And until you stop to look at what that is and what that feels like and call that thing what it is and call it out and get it to a point where now you're able to thrive. Again, it starts with you. You can't do it for your mom. You can't do it for your kids. You can't do it for your husband, for your boyfriend. You got to do it for you. And you have to be the person that drives what it is that you're doing. And at the end of the day, in building your brand, there's so many brands around you. But remember that your secret sauce is your secret sauce. Can't nobody mimic it. They can't recreate it. You can give them the blueprint to the T. They will still not be able to do anything with it. Tap in word. It's easy to be focused outward, but outward is not where it's at. It's inward.
Yes. Yeah. We create our own realities.
Yeah.
Yeah. So have that courage, you know, to do that. Be like, you know what? I am hella powerful. Let me really go there. Yes.
Be creative and think outside the box. We don't need to create what somebody else is doing because we think it works for them, because it may not work for us. We need to find out what our gifts are and know that our gifts will make room for us every time.
Every time. Every time. Oh, Keisha.
We could talk all day, Anna.
The world is ours. Yes, thank you so much for being a board member for the Pachamama Shift, a soul sister, a mother, an influencer, a beautiful spirit. Like, we are so blessed. We are so blessed.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to keep up with Mrs. Keisha Kent, please check out her website, www.mrskeishspeaks.com, and be sure to check out her book, Networking, It's Your Superpower, as well as her podcast, Networking, It's Your Superpower, and as the contributing author to Stuck, Stressed, Strained, real stories about shifting your mindset to overcome challenges. Keisha is also on social media. She's on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Mrs. Keish Speaks. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Align with Anna. This is the third season. I can't believe it. I have learned and grown so much, and I'm so excited to document this journey with you and inspire you as a fellow soulful entrepreneur. Yes! So please be sure to check the show notes with any references and resources related to our guests or what we talked about that day. And then also, if you are interested in working with me, I offer one-on-one sessions, coaching packages, plant medicine ceremonies, and now CEO and corporate events and retreats. Like, I'm just so blessed. A lot of the services I've been offering lately are just, you know, being a guest in someone else's space, a wellness event, an entrepreneurial event, a networking event, and just sharing the wisdom. We really want overlap, you guys, between all these different environments. We want overlap and harmony. That's what we're doing, y'all. So please reach out to me if you would like a one-on-one. Also, if you are interested in the collective that I am creating, please visit thepachamamashift.com. Donate today, collaborate with us. All the onboarding is already there. If you want to be a community member or a partner with us, we're ready, dude. Align with Anna is the one-on-one. The Pachamama Shift is the community. So stay in touch with us, get on our newsletters, and I'll be sharing a lot more right here on the podcast. I love you all. And also, if you have a moment, please go ahead and rate this podcast. Rate it and send it to someone who would love it. Literally, word of mouth is the best. I don't give a fuck what day it is, what time it is. Word of mouth, yo. If you get a soulful, soul-telling testimonial, like, it's game over, you know? So I love you guys. Thank you so much, and I'll see you on the next episode.